Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship radio station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, why you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the different things that we have over there for you. All right, hour number two starts out with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, ladies and gentlemen, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to go right to the phone lines, and very patiently waiting on the line has been Elliot and Wesley Chapel. So good morning, Elliot. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to the professor. You know, Captain, thousands of Trump supporters are experiencing a roller coaster ride we never asked for. It has been reported that ex-president George W. Bush, that's right, George W. Bush, contacted politicians in South Carolina, a politician named James Clyburn, Democrat, and congratulated him for a job well done by pushing Biden over the finish line. Now, check with Salcedo over at Newsmax. You'll see that the storyline is true.
Right.
George Bush is complicit. It appears that Rhino Republicans are working with the left to destroy President Trump and our movement. Mitch McConnell, as far as I'm concerned, is a dangerous man juggling the Republican code. Mm. His wife's shipping company involves China big time.
Yep.
The left knows about the Republican Rhino turncoats. They are working in concert with far leftists to destroy us once and for all.
Yep.
The old rhino of the Republican Party are joined at the hip with Joe Biden to crush our movement. America, we are we the people. Listen to the captain and let's move forward. Thank you, Captain.
All right, thank you. And I can't disagree with him, Kyle. What do you say?
Well, you know, I appreciate what Elliot is talking about. Because I think the big message out of this election is the political class is going to run things. And if you're a Donald Trump, if you're an outsider, really of any kind, but it was really personified in a very big way by Donald Trump, of course, that we're simply not going to allow the upsetting of the apple cart the way that Trump did that in terms of spending, foreign policy, tax cuts, real tax cuts. And so it's just something that even when you get former presidents involved, the whole thing is, wait a minute, this messes up everything. We all got to work together to put back the status quo, and that's scary.
Well, people need to understand something, and here comes the message. I don't care what political party you belong to. The problems that America faces right now are all of our problems, whether you are a Democrat, a Republican, a Libertarian, whatever the heck you are, okay? And there's, I don't know how many political parties around the country. We have to approach this as being Americans. As Americans, we have some big-time problems here in America still, and we need to address them as Americans first. Now, the America First policy right now that we all fell in love with and loved the sound of it and loved what was going on, well, guess who's trying to cancel that? Joe Biden and the Democrats.
Well, sure, yeah. When you hear Joe Biden and the Democrats talk about common ground, unity, these kinds of things, these are words that they're happy to use, but don't really mean the same thing to them, one might think, as it does to people across the highways and byways.
Yeah. And guess who's trying to enforce their cancel culture? That would be, let's see, the likes of the social media groups, the big groups of Facebook and Twitter, because if you say something that's out of their realm of whatever the norm is now for those people, you are going to get suspended, or you're going to get removed, or you're going to get blocked, or whatever it is they're going to do. That's what they do.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Captain, I think it was a very, very telling moment. Typically, the transfer of power from one American president to another, you know, one might say, well, they bring over all the stuff and the nuclear football comes over, that kind of thing. But at the inauguration, they started talking about, well, the social media accounts have now officially been handed over to Joe Biden. And it's almost like, well, wait a minute. Is that really what the symbol of power is in our country now? That those private social media companies wield that much influence as to declare, you can't say this, you can't say that. And we recognize the leader.
Yep. Well, here's the deal. I've had a lot of people ask me, well, how come you're still on Facebook? How come you're still on Twitter? It's very simple. It's called business. But at the same time, because of my business, I'm on MeWe. Because of my business, I'm on Parler when it comes back. And I'm doing the same thing there I'm doing on Facebook and I'm doing on Twitter. It is part of the business and the radio show and what we do. And guess what? My network is doing it too. So there you go. We change with the times as things have to be changed. But if it's not broke, you don't fix it. I'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. And I've been at this for a while, so I know what I'm talking about here. Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're living in, somebody really needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or your office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, $100 put right in your palm of your hand at the time of the service, and you finish everything up. So if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, maybe you're over in Daytona Beach or down in Port Charlotte and all surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and you get $100 put right in the palm of your hand. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. You know, we have got so many people chiming in tonight. It's for folks, it's virtually impossible for me to mention everybody. But I've kind of got a little bit of a list here at the moment, and I am going to mention some people that have been chiming in on and off for the last couple, for an hour and 20 minutes that we've been on. Jolene, Jack, Malden, Jackie, Letty, Felix, and then we've heard from Don and Joe and Maury. And thank you very much for the comments you made. And there's a whole I've got several hundred comments going on here that I'll answer every one of them that I can during the course of the day, but I can't do it right now. Now, Kyle, you're familiar with Marjorie Greene, this congressional representative that is introducing articles of impeachment against Joe Biden?
Yeah, we've heard about that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she did that yesterday, either that or she's doing it today. I don't know which, but one of the two. She's bringing articles of impeachment against Joe Biden because of the fact that we know that he's been bought by foreign governments, and we know that China is a big deal. And there's Hunter Biden, and those ties jeopardize the economic and national security interests of Americans. Now, if you support her efforts, she's got a website here, and I'm going to put that out there on, let's see, I'll put that out there on my Facebook page here in a minute. I'll also put it over on MeWe a little bit later. But she's got a website if you want to donate money to her to help her with the cause. But she is introducing that in the House of Representatives. I doubt it'll go anywhere because the Democrats do control it. But then again, never say never, right?
Well, that's right. And as she evidently tweeted out yesterday, Captain, on the 21st around 1 p.m. in the afternoon, she said, "I just filed articles of impeachment on President at Joe Biden." So so she evidently has already done the filing. But you're right. The practicality of it is going to be very low in the sense that it's not going to somehow catch fire in the House of Representatives. But it does point up a very important issue, and that is if the Congress, for example, was willing to go through years and millions of dollars in investigations and having of course the Justice Department having an independent counsel and so forth to find out about a fake Russian dossier that was a political in origin completely, and to find out it was a huge fake. Well, with the evidence that we have and the stories that we know about Joe and Hunter Biden, shouldn't it be right to run all that down too? But you won't hear a peep out of the Democrats.
Yeah, and I want to say hello. We had a couple of other people chime in here. Hello to Cynthia. Hello to Karen. Hello to Cousin Vinny. And hello to Doug, my friend Doug. And again, hello to all the folks down there in Bradenton. We got a bunch of people chiming in going, "You going to be down here Saturday?" Yes, I am. I'll be down there at Mixon's on Saturday for the Mixon's Arts and Crafts Fair. Now, Mitch McConnell has come out and condemned Joe Biden's day one executive actions. Now, we know the first 100 days of Biden is going to be similar to what Donald Trump did, and that was he pretty much tried to wipe out a lot of what Barack Obama did that set us on a course that really wasn't a positive course for America. And this, of course, will escalate spending to address the economic challenge we currently find ourselves under, because God only knows how much money all this stuff is going to cost. You know, the $1.9 trillion stimulus package, I guess that's what they're calling that, that's under some problems right now as to whether or not that's going to go through. It's facing some real hurdles in the Senate.
Well, sure. Just because of the sheer magnitude of it all, there's no doubt that people are hurting and need money. There's no doubt about that. But here's the thing, Captain. Even with a stimulus package, let's say the balance of the $600 or the balance of the $2,000, so everybody would get $1,400 basically. But getting a stimulus in a Biden economy, an emerging Biden economy, is not going to be the same thing as getting a stimulus into an emerging Trump recovery economy. And so we just don't know what the stimulus is really going to do, because people will still be hurting even after they get the stimulus. I hate to say, because we're going to have more regulation, higher taxes, less certainty in the business and marketplace. You might see a little bit of a bump because you have a new administration coming in, generally speaking, in the markets. But I don't think that's going to last. And we're going to be worse off than where we are even right now because of the kinds of things that Biden's going to do in the first 100 days.
And we've got a fellow by the name of Marty chiming in. He says, "Captain, I'm up here in the Tug Hill Plateau, and I can't see across the street right now. That's how hard it's snowing. We've already got a foot on top of the 5.5 feet we've had, and it's still snowing." Okay, well, Marty, I hope you stay safe in all this. But his question is, what is Jim Costa going to do now that CNN has no longer got him in the White House? What is he going to do?
Well, that's a good question. I think he's always wanted his own show where he can just, like, give his opinions about everything. He's been doing it for a long time and on camera anyway, it seems like. That's, who knows that what he's going to do. Yeah.
Well, personally, I don't care what he does, and I wouldn't watch his show if he had it, if it was for free or if they paid me $100 an hour to go watch it.
Right. Well, but see, what's going to be missing now? The antagonism. You know, Captain, you know, Peter Ducey is the Fox correspondent now for the White House. He just asked a question about Joe Biden and family not wearing masks at the Lincoln Memorial hours after President Biden signed the mask mandate.
Well, no, wait a minute. Problems. Wait a minute. No, he was outside, and he didn't really have to wear a mask, and he was celebrating. I mean, that's what we heard Jen Psaki say.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll tell you this. I think she wasn't really ready for that question.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and you could sort of see it in her face that, oh, okay, no, wait a minute. Okay, how do I get an angle on this that doesn't sound anything other than, well, he, you know, it's okay, they don't want to wear masks, and that's fine. Stop asking this question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jen, she promised transparency, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, she refused to provide views on major congressional actions that were upcoming because she wouldn't talk about it. That's not transparency.
No, it's not. And, you know, it's, again, I think a lot of the media reporters, especially the White House correspondents, they're going to start getting pretty frustrated, you know, as time goes by, because they're looked at as being, well, they're looked at as being stenographers, I think, by the administration at this point.
Now, wait till you hear this one. The TV audience for Joe Biden's inauguration surpassed the number who watched Donald Trump 4 years ago. Not by much, but it did. It was, let's see, he had 39.9 million, and Donald Trump had 38.4 million when he was inaugurated, but nothing compared to the whopping 51 million most ever to see Barack Obama sworn in during his first term in office.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, people tune in to watch the inauguration. A lot of people do as just as a tradition, number one. But number two, a lot of people are not at work, or they're at home sheltering in place. Who knows? But of course, they'll use that as another metric. You see, Biden is so much better than Trump, and Trump tried to exaggerate. See, it's another avenue into the Trump tried to exaggerate the number of people at the inauguration 4 years ago to his own self-aggrandizement. It's just another Trump thing for them.
By the way, the banner just showed up again here on the TV screen. We don't want Biden. We want revenge, with a picture of an AK-47 down underneath it. Yes, I said AK-47. That is a Chinese weapon. And then the emblem of the decal for Antifa.
Yes, that's right. This is an Antifa banner. That's
all right. Hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we cruise across the overnight radio airwaves. And thank you very much for tuning in, for chiming in, and for opining. And Kathy is going to give you the phone number one more time.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is asking that an impeachment trial of former President Trump could be put off until next month. He says it would allow them to confirm President Biden's nominees. But House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says he wants it to be dropped altogether.
Remember in his speech yesterday, for those who did not vote for him, give him a chance? Well, I think the best chance he'd have right now is say, let's not do impeachment. Let's dismiss this. Let's unite this nation.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says just because Donald Trump is no longer in the White House, he should still be held responsible.
Don't say to a president, do whatever you want in the last months of your administration. You're going to get a get-out-of-jail card free because people think we should make nice noise.
If Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he agrees, a Senate trial would probably begin in mid-February. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. Now, that's spelled F-A-R-A-H. FarrahandFarrah.com, the website, and here's more about them.
The injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slipper fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com.
Now remember, Farrah & Farrah has offices not only in Florida, but also in Georgia. So for our listeners up there in Georgia, you can give them a call. There's someone there right now at their phone number, a legal person to answer your question. 877-245-6707 is the number. 877-245-6707. Give them a call. See if you got a case. And again, the website, FarrahandFarrah.com. That's spelled F-A-R-A-H. FarrahandFarrah.com, their number one more time, 877-245-6707. And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, you know, in New York, supplies are running so short that Mayor Bill de Blasio announced yesterday
that the city has had to cancel at least 23,000 vaccine appointments just this week. In the meantime, Joe Biden made a big deal about, we've activated the Defense Production Act to boost vaccinations. Just a minute, Mr. 46. Donald Trump did that.
Yes, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Oh, he's going to win. You know, it was a big deal when he did it. Whoa, how come you haven't done it? And then he went and did it. And then they were going, well, how come you did that? Why? What are you doing that?
Right. And, of course, and President Biden will be looked at as being a hero who came to the rescue and finally put everything right and this kind of thing. And a lot of people see through that. They understand this is a complex problem. And also, the amount of accomplishments on COVID in terms of Operation Warp Speed and so forth that were accomplished by the Trump administration were accomplished with major headwinds of daily vilification, insults, constant negative coverage. In fact, it led up to then-candidate Biden and his acceptance speech at the DNC to say, remember, no miracle is coming. I'll always remember him saying that. I just thought that was the worst kind of non-optimism you could possibly have. But now suddenly, you watch, the coverage will be very, very genial. It'll be very fun for him. It's just turning everything around.
Okay, I just got a direct message from somebody out there in your area, San Bernardino, California. His name is Van. And he says, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Is it true that Donald Trump's impeachment trial has been put off until sometime in February? Well, it's not done yet, but Mitch McConnell has requested that they give President Trump, former President Trump, at least 2 weeks to prepare for this. He did yesterday announce that he had hired an attorney, correct?
He did, yeah. He hired his defense attorney, yes.
All right, so that's where we're at with that, and thank you very much, Van, for chiming in and tuning in. He's a neighbor of yours, San Bernardino.
Yeah, not too far away.
All right, now we were talking about this during the break, Parler. Parler was disappointed in court, Seattle, a federal court, the ruling that went against them going after Amazon to try to get their website back through Amazon. But they said they were grateful that they did not make the court the scapegoat for the Capitol riot. They did not do that.
Right. Of course, the judge in this case wrote that the court explicitly rejects any suggestion that the balance or equities of public interest favors obligating Amazon to host the kind of what she's terming abusive, violent content at issue in this case, particularly in light of the recent riots at the U.S. Capitol. And so, again, this is not reinstating Amazon and saying, well, Amazon says they violated their terms of service, and the judge is agreeing with that. But again, it does, to some degree, put Parler in the light that, well, if Parler exists, there's going to be more rhetoric of this kind. And so, again, I don't think that's what the issue of Parler was in the first place.
So did shutting down the outdoor dining in California actually have an impact on helping with the COVID-19?
You know, I don't think that it has.
No, it hasn't. I can answer that myself. No.
Yeah, it hasn't. In fact, I think it was in L.A. County where they admitted that, well, there really is no evidence, no real science. Well, here we go. Follow the scientific evidence,
right,
that having outdoor dining would be more of a spread for COVID. They said, well, we just really put that in there because we didn't want people coming out of their houses.
By the way, did you see that the state of Illinois passed a massive new criminal justice reform bill, a.k.a. Maybe you're not going to jail for this, that, and the other thing?
Right. Yeah, I think I saw something about that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they made it easier for criminals to be criminals and still be out on the street. Oh, well. Okay. Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, now working for the Democratic president, the top U.S. infectious disease expert. That's what he's calling himself these days. He said that based on the recent 7-day averages, coronavirus infections may be about to hit a plateau in the United States.
Well, but first of all, if it plateaus, hopefully that means it'll start going down the other direction.
That's the deal.
Exactly. But, of course, now there's this reclassification from the World Health Organization about the PCR test, which could result in less reporting positive cases, again, to make it seem as though the cases are now starting to go down. But Dr. Fauci, of course, was even asked, Captain, at the his own press conference, how does it feel now to be able to say what you want to say and not have to worry about President Trump breathing down your neck, basically?
Yeah.
And he's, now he can just let the science speak.
Yeah.
Well, we've been letting the science a long, long time and got it out of
the team. And that guy is just, I have no respect for him at all. I'm sorry. I would rather listen to Joe the cleaning guy, you know what I mean? But anyway, Senate Democrats have called now for an ethics probe into Senators Cruz and Hawley for the way that they conducted themselves, and that's asinine. That's politics there. That is politics.
Well, sure, and what are these politics designed to do now? They're designed to continue exacerbating the deep divisions that are very real in this country. And what they're doing is they're taking away any possibility of actually finding common ground. It used to be okay to agree to disagree on things.
And if you want to throw an olive branch to the other side of the aisle, the Democrats and the progressives, as well as the conservatives, the Republicans, and independents, then you better stop doing this kind of stuff, Democrats. This is where the division is. They're doing it, not us. Now, we had another horrific bombing, a double bombing, suicide bombings, twin suicide bombings in Baghdad that killed 32 people. More people may die as a result of it, and about 100 people wounded. And the Islamic State, ISIS, took credit for it.
Yes, exactly right. And one of the things that I think we really have to be concerned with, Captain, is, of course, the Trump administration had a very specific policy about ISIS. But now, of course, the incoming Biden administration, is it going to go back to the days of the Obama view and their methods?
We are down to the fewest number of troops in Iraq and Afghanistan that we've had so far in this incursion that we've had going on here, this event. But there are 18,000 civilian DOD people, some of whom happen to be security, that are in Afghanistan right now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So we still have a division and then some of people in Afghanistan providing security for our interests that are over there, as well as the government of Afghanistan.
Right. And hopefully the Biden administration will not back down on these kinds of things.
I think they're going to keep it going myself. I think Afghanistan under the Democrats will continue to go. One of the reasons for that is because of the lithium that's being mined by the Chinese. They need protection for that, and the Afghans aren't giving them protection. We are.
Mm-hmm.
We are. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway edition. So don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch. Just another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Chilly morning. And again, get ready, because we're going to tell you where the snow is. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just a tad bit up the road from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Okay, and this edition of the Truckers Highway Bible Report, as always, is brought to you by our friends over at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. That's the largest truck stop chain in the country. And a program note, today around 1:30 or 2 o'clock, I'll be at the Flying J on Dade City at the San Antonio exit off I-75. I'll be there for about an hour or an hour and a half, just stopping by to say howdy, howdy, and shake some hands to some of our great listeners there that drive trucks. So that's where I'll be. In the meantime, here we go.
Good God!
somebody called Edwin Starr. That's from a long time ago, 1969. War. And going to bring Kyle into the mix. You were probably just a youngster at that time.
I was, but I remember that song, and it's actually really a classic, no doubt about it.
All righty, well, let's get on over here. We have had some changes in the weather since the last hour. We'll tell you all about it here in a minute. But I want to remind everybody a strong system is going to spread lower elevation rain and mountain snow across the southwest U.S., the Great Basin, and the Central Rockies into this weekend. By the way, moisture from this western system will combine with a cold Canadian front to produce snow for portions of the Midwest this weekend. Green Bay, hello, Tampa Bay. Also, unsettled conditions in the Northeast are continuing to produce lake effect snow, heavy at times, and up there in the Tug Hill Plateau, 15 to 20 inches of snow on top of what's already fallen. And we heard from a gentleman up there a little while ago, and he was telling us, yep, there's got snow on top of snow on top of snow. And Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we're going to start tonight in New Mexico. So southern New Mexico, dense fog advisory if you're coming across I-10 or I-25 in the Las Cruces area. This also spreads out towards Alamogordo, also around Fort Bliss.
It goes
well
east of El Paso, too, by the way.
That's right. That's right. And if you're heading west on I-10, as far as Deming, New Mexico, you're going to be encountering this dense fog. Over in California, we've got winter weather advisories in the Southern California area, expecting some pretty good amounts of rain as we move through the next few days. Wind advisory out in the Barstow area. This along I-15. This will head on over a little bit towards Las Vegas. This is out in the open desert area. But then a lake wind advisory in the just south of Las Vegas and the Henderson area, all the way down through Bullhead City and Laughlin, Nevada. So be careful there. Then, of course, lake wind advisory up with our friends in Reno and the Carson City area. Winter weather advisory, though, across most of the central part of Nevada. Also, central Oregon, near Bend, Oregon, and Redmond, we've got a freezing fog advisory going on in that area, and also dense fog in the Boise area, Captain, as you're coming down I-84, stretching down to about Gooding, and looks like as far north as about Ontario there along I-84. So again, we've also got winter weather advisory in Montana, Helena, Bozeman, Butte, Montana area, and this dips down into Idaho as well. Looks like north of Great Idaho Falls, and the winter weather advisory in central Colorado tonight.
All right. Well, we've got some snow in South Dakota, halfway across the state, just north of I-90. We've got some snow in southern Minnesota, which is along I-90 and 35 right there around Rochester. And we've got some snow up 29, about halfway up South Dakota, going up towards North Dakota. Now, down in the Texas area, just north of Dallas in the Metroplex, you've got about a 100-mile area wide of dense fog up to the Oklahoma line. That dense fog continues up in Arkansas across just north of Memphis, from the northeastern quadrant of Arkansas over into Tennessee. And then if you're traveling I-40 tonight, folks, you're going to have dense fog about 40 or 50 miles west of Nashville, Tennessee, all the way over to the gorge, as we like to call it, where I-40 goes down into North Carolina. And then it also meets with I-81 that starts up through the rest of Tennessee and up into Virginia. You'll have dense fog all the way there, along with some freezing fog in the area mixed in, just for good measure. Northern part of Georgia, you've got dense fog all the way across the northern part of Georgia, as well as Alabama now. Huntsville, Alabama, north up by 65, you've got a bunch of dense fog there. Now, the lake effect snow machine. Okay. If you're traveling now down to Syracuse across I-90, Syracuse to Utica, snowing along the New York Thruway, Rochester all the way across 104 to Oswego County, Oswego, Fulton, New York, snow all the way up to Watertown, snow. 15 to 20 inches of snow coming in the Tug Hill Plateau with more for northern New York and Vermont. That's what the weather looks like. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
And, folks, the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Trucks. Pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and guess what? You'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, the website again, FoundersCode.com, is Denise Simon. And, you know, be careful what you wish for, because Joe Biden, in suspending all of the new oil and gas leases and permits for some 60 days. I watched yesterday as the price of fuel, or gasoline rather, at the pump, depending on where you were, went anywhere from 15 to 20 cents a gallon. Went up just like you snap your finger.
Yes. Canada is also very disgusted with this decision to cancel the permits for the Keystone XL pipeline.
That's right.
The measure, 1,000 people have already been laid off because of this. So it took 1,000 people immediately.
Yep.
And certainly more to come. So I imagine that there could be an interesting discussion, because Biden and Trudeau are supposed to have a phone call today.
Yeah.
But we'll necessarily see if there's some kind of a reversal or some kind of a conditional thing or an amendment to his executive order.
Well, I know this much. I know there, because when you start messing with the price of fuel and diesel goes up, your freight rates go up, and everything else as a result of that goes up right along with it. So consequently, they need to really think about what they're going to do. I mean, it's going to be bad enough with some of the things that we know are coming with the taxes and this, that, and the other. But you start messing around with oil. And we've had some very great days when it comes to not only the production of oil, being the world's largest producer and exporter, but I think they're trying to get the Arabs back in the deal to sell us more oil, which we don't need. We don't need their oil.
It's really quite remarkable that they wanted to do this right out of the chute, on day one. There's something else that tells me there was going on in the background, that this had to be one of his first measures. He didn't wait to, to the 101st day.
Yes.
Or the 99th day.
The Green Deal with Aykroner company, that's probably got something to do with it.
It could.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. And, folks, when we come back, we got more stuff to talk about, and we will be talking about some different things here. Things you haven't heard of. How about the National Guard? Have you heard how they've been treating the National Guard in Washington, D.C.? Wait, you hear some of this stuff. I'm telling you, I was hopping mad when I first heard it yesterday, and you will be too. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.